今天大家应该知道我交通的内容是什么了。
So this morning you would have guessed the topic of my sharing this morning.
就是关于信心。
Which is about faith.
那我不知道大家你的盼望是什么。
I don't know what you put your hope in.
我知道在我们中间，尤其一些年长的弟兄姐妹。
I know that among us there are some senior citizens among us.
他们的盼望就是主再来。
Their hope is for the Lord to return.
所以今天我觉得有个好消息，就是主还给我们机会来长进，来追求。
So today, the good news for all of us today is He still has given us time to pursue after Him and to grow in Him.
但今天我们如果还在这里，证明一件事，就是主还没来。
But the fact that we are here evidences that He has not come yet.
对那些盼望主来的人。
So for those who hope for His return,
这是一个坏消息。
This is bad news.
因为我们还没有预备好。
Because we have not been prepared yet.
我们所盼望的还没有成就。
What we have hoped for has not been accomplished.
所以我不知道今天你为什么来这里。
I don't know why you came here this morning.
你心里面有没有这同样的盼望？
I don't know whether you have the same hope in your heart.
我希望大家问问自己。
I hope that you ask yourselves in your heart.
如果你没有这个盼望，为什么你要来？
If you don't have this hope,Why do you come here?
所以感谢主，让我们今天一起来学习信心的功课。
So today I thank the Lord that He enabled us to have this opportunity to learn this lesson of faith.
我周五所在的查经组呢，最近在读罗马书。
The Bible study that I'm with on Fridays, nowadays we're reading up on the book of Romans.
我们已经读完了第一章到第八章。
We have completed from chapter 1 through chapter 8.
这本书是讲到神全备的救恩。
This book talks about the perfect salvation of God.
是讲到神的福音。
It talks about the gospel of God.
非常的丰富。
It is very, very rich.
而信是始终贯穿在其中的。
And faith is something that connects from beginning to end.
所以今天我们在座的有一些下午要受浸的弟兄姐妹们。
Today, among us, there are some of us who will be baptized this afternoon.
他们就要见证在罗马书里面提到的几样的真理。
They will be testifying a few of the truth that is manifested in the book of Romans.
就是因信称义。
Justification by faith.
在信心里面与基督联合。
Be united with Christ in faith.
同死、同埋葬、同复活。
Dying with him, being buried with him, and being raised up with him.
在几周之前我就有负担要交通信心这个题目。
A few weeks ago, I'm already burdened to share with you on this topic of faith.
但我一直在挣扎。
But I'm struggling within myself.
因为我发现我对信心其实不太了解。
Because I realized myself that I did not quite understand faith.
这样一个基督徒 ABC 最基本的我还不太清楚。
As a Christian, even the most basic ABCs of faith, I do not understand.
直到上周弟兄交通到保罗的异象。
Until last week when our brother shared about the vision of Paul.
尤其弟兄问了一句话。
Particularly, our brother asked us this question.
就是在我们身上异象跟实际有没有违背。
In us,between the vision and the reality, is there something in opposing each other?
所以这个给我一个确据，今天要来交通信心这个题目。
So that gives me the assurance that today I will share with you this topic of faith.
因为神的真理跟我们生活的实际之间有一个很大的距离。
Because there's a big distance between the truth of God and what is in our daily lives.
在希伯来书四章二节这么讲。
In Hebrews 4:2, it says,
"我请大家也可以，你愿意的话，可以同时翻到哈。
If you're also willing, please turn to Hebrews 4:2.
希伯来书四章的第二节。
Hebrews chapter 4:2.
因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
For indeed, We have had good news preached to us, just as they also, but the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard.
谢谢姐妹。所以这里面讲到，我们虽然听到了神的真理。
So here it talks about even though we have heard the truth of God.
但是我们却没有信心与这个真理来调和。
However, we did not, the word we heard did not, was not united by faith in those who heard.
如果我们思想一下，有多少次在主日我们来听到。
Let's think about how many times we've heard messages on the Lord's Day.
每次神都借着弟兄们用宝贵的话跟我们交通。
Every time the Lord used precious words from our brothers to share with us.
那多少次我们里面的感觉是什么呢？
How often, what is the sense within us?
有的时候是我已经听过了。
Sometimes in the sense within us, I've already heard it.
没有什么新鲜的了。
There's nothing new.
我都知道。
I know it all.
还有是什么呢？
What else?
这个道太高了。
This message is too high and lofty.
听不懂。
I don't understand.
讲讲我们生活里的事吧。
Why don't we talk about some daily living?
因为我里面有柴米油盐的事情。
Because I have these things within me.
我还要吃，我还要喝的。
I still need to eat, I still need to drink.
我还有我的家庭。
I also have my family.
学业。
I have my school.
年轻人甚至还有你的身份的问题。
For our young ones, you even have an immigration status.
还有在教会里面的服事。
Also, you have service in the church.
这些是实际的东西。
These are the more real things.
或者是甚至有这样的，当时听得很入神呢。
Or alternatively, you were really focusing when you were hearing the sermon.
吃中饭的时候跟人说今天信息很好。
And even during the love feast, you share with people that, oh, this is a very great message.
然后对方问讲了什么。
And then the other person asks you, what did he talk about?
我要回去再听听录音。
And then you said, I think I need to go back and listen to the audio tape again.
所以甚至在我们现在听神话的时候都需要信心。
So even now, when we're listening to the word of God, we need faith.
或者说我们是不是在信心上出了偏差
In other words, have we veered away from faith?
没有学会操练信心
So we haven't exercised our faith
来消化神的话
And we have not digested the word of God
所以我相信信心的操练可以帮助我们弥补这个巨大的距离
I believe that by exercising our faith, we can cover up this big distance between us and God.
其实刚才那些是我个人的反思。
So those are my personal reflections.
因为我经常就落在刚才讲的那些软弱里面。
Because I constantly fall within those weak points that I mentioned.
但神是恩典的神。
However, our God is a God of grace.
他到今天没有放弃。
Even today, he hasn't given up.
他没有不给我们机会，让我们更正，让我们长进。
There is not a time when he has not given us opportunity to improve and to repent.
所以他到现在还让我们来学习怎么样来唱一首信心的歌。
So even now, he still gives us the chance to learn to sing the song of faith.
好，让我们先有一些祷告。
Let's first have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
主啊，愿意你给我们一个简单的信。
We ask you to give us a simple faith.
给我们一个有效力的信。
This gives us an efficacious faith.
让我们认识你。
So that we know you.
晓得你让人从死里复活的大能。
So that we can know this great power by which you were raised from the dead.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. 那今天我讲的题目呢，就是信心都在乎神。
Today, my topic is faith. It's all about God.
信心有很多的方方面面。
There are different aspects about faith.
但我今天只交通里面这一点。
I'm only talking about this one little aspect.
就是都在乎神。
It's all about God.
那我们先来读一下主题的经文。
Let's first read about our main verses.
原谅我这么讲哈，为什么我到现在才来跟大家来读经文？
Forgive me to say this. This is why I only started to read the scriptures now.
因为根据我的观察和弟兄姐妹的一些反馈。
Based on my own observations and feedback from brothers and sisters.
在我们中间睡觉的一些弟兄姐妹。是在讲的弟兄说当让我们把圣经打开到哪本书的时候开始睡的。
because sometimes the speaker brothers say that when we say turn your Bible to so such and such a book in the Bible, that's the time when people start to sleep.
我对这个一点意见都没有。
I have no views of this.
神喜爱的必叫他安睡。
He whom the Lord loves, he will give him good sleep.
因为我昨天没睡好，所以我知道有的人他在身体上都会软弱，他需要睡觉。
Because last night I lacked sleep, I know that some people, physically, they do need sleep.
那为着这方面的缘故，我把这个读经摆在后面。
For this reason, I've reserved a scripture reading till later.
所以就像 Chip 弟兄曾经讲，你不听信息可以，你要有其他要做的，只要你参加了播饼。
Just like what our brother Chip has said, it's okay if you don't listen to my message, as long as you attend table meeting.
那现在你也有我的允许，只要你参加了饼杯聚会，你现在睡觉没问题。
And also, you have my permission, as long as you've been in table meeting, you can also go to sleep.
因为题目已经跟大家讲了。
Because I've also shared with you already.
只要大家记得一件事，信心都在乎神。
You just need to remember faith. It's all about God.
那其他的弟兄姐妹，我们一起来读一个读一下主题的章节，好不好？哦，对不起，我再说一句哈啊，one more point。如果到时候的内容让大家比如笑起来把你吵醒，我先跟大家讲对不起。
If the following content that I'm going to share with you causes laughter and that wakes you up, my apologies.
嗯，那我们来读主题的经文，罗马书第一章第十七节。
Let's read the main scripture, Romans 1:17.
罗马书第一章十七节。
Romans 1:17.
好，大家翻到中文，我们可以一起来读哈。
Let's read in Chinese first.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。然后英文
For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith.
今天我分两部分来交通。
Today, I will share in two aspects.
第一部分我们讲到关于信心的真理。
First, I want to share with you the truth about this matter of faith.
第二方面我们来看信心在我们生活上的实行。
Second, we want to see how life is being actionable in our daily lives.
那我们再读两处的经文。
Let's read two more scriptures.
第一处另外一处是在希伯来书十二章二节。
Hebrews 12:2.
希伯来书十二章的二节。
Hebrews 12:2.
我来读一下哈。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。或作仰望那为将真道创始成终的耶稣，他因摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Hebrews 12:2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, or another version of truth, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我特别来读。一下，为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
，Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith。
好，我们再来看，在加勒太书二章二十节
，Galatians 2:20。
加勒太书二章二十节
，Galatians 2:20。
今天早上其实有弟兄祷告是用这个章节。
This morning during table meeting, there was a brother who quoted this verse。
我已经与基督同钉十字架。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself up for me.
那我再重复读一下这一句，是因信神的儿子而活。
Let me repeat this. I live by faith in the Son of God.
好，那我们开始下面讲到第一部分关于信心的真理之前，我想还是要提一提为什么有这两部分的安排。
Before I touch upon the truth of the faith. Let me first talk about how I separate it into two parts.
因为这是神一贯的原则。
Because this is the common theme of God's principles.
圣经里面总是先讲到真理，然后再讲到实行。
In the Bible, it always first talk about the truth and then the execution of that truth.
如果我们只交通真理，不交通生活上的实行，行不行呢？
If we only share about the truth, but we don't talk about how it is carried out in our daily lives, is that possible?
因为那些只是字句，只是知识。
Because those are just words and those are just knowledge.
字句是叫人死。
Letters will kill.
那知识叫人怎么样呢？
And what does knowledge enable us to do?
自高自大。
It puffs up.
所以这不是我们需要的一个光景。
This is not a condition we need to be in.
那如果我们只讲实际的生活，不讲真理，行不行呢？
However, if we only talk about how to execute in daily life, but we don't talk about truth, is that good?
那我们跟讲一个哲学跟世人有什么不一样呢？
How is that different from talking about philosophy in the world?
要解决我们的问题。
We're just trying to solve our own problems.
主的话是一切的根基。
The word of the Lord is the foundation of everything.
他的话就是灵，就是生命。
His word is spirit and life.
也是圣灵做工的依据。
It is also the conformance by which the spirit works.
所以关于这两方面，我举一个例子，希望大家能够更清楚一点。
So let me give you an illustration about these two parts.
就是拼图。
It is putting a puzzle together.
大家有没有做过那个拼图？
Have you ever done a puzzle?
这个拼图总有两部分。
There are also always two parts.
有一部分呢是一个全景图来指示你最后那个样子是怎么样的。
One part is this overview final picture of what the puzzle should look like at the end.
那另一部分呢是一堆包起来的是乱的而且是碎的那些碎片。
And the other part is a bag of all these puzzles that are all broken up and it's all mixed up.
所以如果神的工作用拼图来比喻的话，
So if you use the parable of a puzzle to describe the work of God,
这个指引的图就是神的话来做真理的指导。
This instructional picture is the word of God that gives us instruction.
每一片那个拼装碎片拼装上去，都需要让我们先熟悉并且对照这个全景的图。
Every time you put a puzzle piece together into the puzzle, you have to look at the overall picture, the final picture, and then you put the piece in the right place.
稍微一点违背都不行。
If you deviate one little bit, that is not good.
那这个每一片的这些碎片是什么呢？
What are these different puzzle pieces represent?
这些碎片就是我们今天在生活里面所经历的每一件事。
This is everything that we experience in our daily living.
在认识神之前都是凌乱的。
Before we knew God, everything was a total chaos.
但是当我们知道神的话，接受他，有这个神的指引之后，
After we receive God and receive His word being our instruction,
这些碎片就一片一片一片一片，一步一步的摆在这个完成的图画里面。
All these puzzle pieces, piece by piece, will be led into this big puzzle to be completed.
如果有一个碎片没有完成，在最后的图画上面就有一个空白。
If this whole puzzle is missing one puzzle piece, then it is one missing piece out of the whole thing.
而且这个碎片它自己也再没有任何的功用。
And this one little puzzle piece that is not in the whole picture has doesn't have any function anymore.
所以我们刚才所提到的最实际的是我的身体。
So let me give you an example. The most practical thing about my health.
我的家庭。
My family.
我的学业。
My school.
我的工作。
My work.
我的身份。
My immigration status.
我的教会生活。
My church life.
我的顺境逆境。
My good times and bad times.
都是这个美丽图画的一部分。
All of those are just a piece of this beautiful picture.
我自己曾经做过一个那个拼图。
I have put a puzzle together myself.
我到现在还不能忘记。
Even now, I can't forget.
因为那个图画呢是在德国的一个古堡。
Because the picture is an old castle in Germany.
中文叫做新天鹅堡。
It's called the Neuschwanstein Castle.
有多少人知道这个古堡的？
How many of you know about this castle?
有人去过吗？
Have you ever been to that?
真有，我很羡慕您。
I really envy you.
因为那个古堡，我当时看到的，非常的壮丽，美得都无法形容。
Because that old castle is so beautiful and so marvelous, it's beyond description.
从上面看起来有蓝天，有白云。
On the top, there's blue clouds and white clouds and blue skies.
在那个背景远方有一些群山。
And at the background, there are these rows of mountain tops.
那拉到中间呢，有那些清澈的湖水。
And in the middle, there's all this beautiful lake water.
然后到近景呢，就是这个古堡所在的山顶。
And if you zoom into the to close up, there's this mountain top on which this castle is.
有很多色彩的那些植物围绕着。
There are all these colorful things surrounding the castle.
那中间簇拥出来的就是那个童话一样的城堡。
And this castle is like it's dropped out of fairy tales.
所以当时我以为这个是虚构的。
At first, I thought this was a made-up castle.
然后我仔细看，原来在台阶上有一些游客，是真的人，那是一个照片。
And as I look at this picture, this is a real castle because there are tourists in the castle.
所以我就知道这是真实存在的。
So I know this castle exists in real life.
然后等到我在拼装的时候
，As I'm putting this puzzle of this castle together,
这过程非常有意义。
This process is very meaningful to me.
虽然有挫折，也有失望。
Even though I've been defeated while doing this puzzle, and I was disappointed.
但我总会忍耐等候。
However, I would endure, and I had hope.
因为我知道。当这个成品出来的时候
，Because I know when this finished product comes out，
甚至比那个指引图上的更要清晰，更要美丽。
It will be even more beautiful than what is in the instructional picture.
好，这是我开头讲到为什么我们讲这两方面。
This is why we want to talk about why we have two parts in my sharing.
好，现在我们来做 puzzle.
So let's put the puzzle together.
先来交通一下关于信心的真理。
Let me first share with you the truth about faith.
这个真理就在刚才我们所读的主题章节里面，我们先来看这几个字。
In the main scripture that we just read, let's first talk about these few key words.
本于信，以至于信。
From faith to faith.
当时查经的时候呢，我们中间我记得一个姐妹就问，哎，这句话是什么意思？
When we were studying this phrase in a Bible study, one of our sisters asked, what does this mean?
第一个信是什么?
What does the first faith mean?
第二个信是什么?
What does the second faith mean?
因为时间关系,当时我们没有仔细查考。
Because of the constraint of time, we did not go into deep analysis.
但是这个就一直在我心里。
However, her questions resonated in my heart.
虽然罗马书我读过很多遍。
Even though I've read Romans many times.
但对这个信心到底指什么?我真的不清楚。
However, I'm still not really clear about what this faith is referring to.
最容易的理解是什么呢?
The easiest thing to comprehend is.
这讲的是我们的信心嘛?
It's talking about our faith, isn't it?
我当时接受主因信称义，这是起初本于信。
I accepted the Lord Jesus by faith, and therefore it's justified by faith.
然后这个信心继续的增长，到另外一个更成熟的信。
And then my faith grows, and then so it becomes a more mature faith. So it becomes a different faith.
但有一个很大的难处。
But there's a difficulty in this.
因为人是软弱的。
Because men are weak.
而且圣经里面一再的证实人是失信的。
And by the Bible tells us over and over again that men are faithless.
那神的义怎么可能根据于人的信心呢？
So how could the righteousness of God be dependent on the faith of men?
所以大家有没有想过?
Have you thought about this?
如果我们人不要神,难道神的义就不能成就吗?
If men reject God, does it mean that the righteousness of God will not be accomplished?
那现在我请朱莉亚姐妹先来读另外一个英文的版本,就是 NIV 的版本。
So we'll read through the NIV version of this verse, which is, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
那我现在翻成中文，就只翻这几个字，就是这个信呢，是从第一个起初的到末了的那个信。
So our brother talks about in Chinese from first to last.
那大家记不记得在希伯来书十二章二节所讲到的
？Do you remember Hebrews 12:2?
刚才我们已经读过了。
We just read it.
为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
，Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
所以这里我觉得有点接近了哈。
So here I think that it's a little closer.
如果神的话就是这个指导图。
If the word of God is this instructional picture.
其实整本圣经都是为基督做见证的。
In fact, the whole Bible testifies of Christ.
怪不得有一个弟兄这么讲，你在读圣经你不了解不懂的时候。
That's why a brother says, if you read the Bible and you have something you don't understand.
那你就来默想耶稣。
Meditate on Jesus.
因为他就是那个钥匙，能开所有的门。
Because Jesus is the key that can open up all the doors.
所以这里是不是说这个信其实是本乎那个起初的，也是完成的，是本乎基督的信。
So from first to last, this is they're talking about the faith of Jesus.
他是开始，他也是榜样。
He is the beginning. He's also the example.
我们其实是效法他那样的信。
We're following the example of his faith.
但是可能大家还是不清楚。
Maybe we're all not clear.
那我再请茱莉亚姐妹读一下另外一个版本。
So I will read the Darby version.
感谢神给我们许多的版本。
Thank God for many versions. For righteousness of God is revealed therein on the principle of faith, to faith, according as it is written, but the just shall live by faith.
所以刚才那一段 我现在翻译一下，就是说本乎信以至于信，现在就翻成什么呢？是按着信的原则以至于信。
A brother mentioned on the principle of faith.
那基督的信它是什么原则呢？
So what are the principles of the faith of Jesus?
他在地上的时候
When he was on earth,
完全信靠他的父神
He totally put his trust in his father.
看见父亲说他才说
He only says what he sees his father says.
他看见父亲做他才做
He sees his father do something, then he does something.
而且这个信心带来他的顺服
Also, this faith ushered in his obedience.
以至于死
Until death.
在这个信里面他有一个行动。
So his faith is actionable.
当父亲离弃他的时候他也信他的父亲。
Even when the father departed from him, he still believed in him.
完全的依靠。
This is total reliance.
甚至在十字架上的最后一句话他说的是什么？
Even till the last words that he said on the cross, what did he say?
他说我把我的灵魂交在你手里。
Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit.
都在乎神。
It's all about God.
我看大家是不是现在跟我一样有这样的感觉。
So let me see if you have the same sense as me.
那我们如果看到信这个字一定要提一提，这个在希腊文里面，它有，在圣经里面有三种的翻译，都是用同一个词根。
This word faith in Hebrew has the same root for three different words.
作为名词来讲是信心。
As a noun, it's faith.
作为动词来讲就是相信。
As a verb, it is to believe in.
To believe. 还有一个词我们大家可能经常忽略。
And then there's another word that we sometimes ignore.
这个词是专属乎神来用的。
This is a word that is only solely belonging to him.
就是信实。
Faithfulness.
信实。
Faithfulness.
神的信实。
Faithfulness of God.
所以我的感觉，这第一个信，本于信的第一个信，是指耶稣基督，他作为人子，完全依靠他父亲的信实。
So here at Romans 1:17, when it talks about this first faith, it is the fact that Jesus, the Son of God, he totally committed his faith to the Father.
他不光是知道，而且他降服，也有行动。
Not only does he believe in this, his Father, he also has actions, and he believed.
好，如果大家现在还没有睡的，我们继续来看啊。第二个信是什么
If you haven't fallen asleep, what is the second faith in Romans 1:17?
因为时间关系，本来我想请大家花一分钟自己来想一想。
But initially, I wanted to ask you to spend a minute to think about it yourself.
因为神的开始，我们还不在这个图画里面，是根据他自己父与子的信。
Because when God first started, we weren't in the picture yet. It was just the faith of the Father and the Son.
那第二个信我相信我们在里面了。
What about the second faith? I believe we are in that faith.
我个人相信这个信是指圣灵 的工作，引我们这些人来信主。
I believe that the second faith refers to the work of the Holy Spirit that has led us to believe in the Lord.
所以当一个人的他的信心是信神儿子的，在神儿子身上的时候，
When someone's faith is in the Son of God,
他依靠神，
He trusts in the Lord.
也得着神的一切。
He also receives everything from God.
所以在哥林多后书第一章二十节这么讲。
Therefore, in 2 Corinthians 1:20, it says,
他说啊，神啊，哥林多后书一章二十节。
Second Corinthians 1:20。
神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
For as many as may be the promises of God in Him, they are yes. Wherefore also by Him is our amen to the glory of God through us.
这里讲到什么呢
？Where does it talk about here？
今天基督已经统管万有了。
Today, Christ is already ruling over all.
父亲已经把所有的荣耀的最高的地位给了他。
God has already given him all the glory, the highest place to him.
所以我们如果信神的儿子，我们就可以彰显神的荣耀。
If we believe in the Son of God, we will manifest the glory of God.
这个信心有个结果，我们的信心有一个结果。
And the result of our faith is...
现在全世界都可以看到这样的人身上有个见证。
All the world can see this testimony in this person.
就是神的义。
Which is the righteousness of God.
好，我再说，第一个信是耶稣作为儿子，作为人子，顺服父亲。
So the first faith, let me repeat, is the faith of the Son of God as a son of man, and he believed in the Father.
依靠父亲的信实。
He trusted in the faithfulness of the Father.
都在乎神。
It's all of God.
第二个信是我们这些人。
The second faith is referring to all of us.
在圣灵的引领下面。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
相信神的儿子。
We believe in the Son of God.
最后的结果也是神的信实被彰显。
And the end result is that the faithfulness of God is being manifested.
那其实下面有一句解释，就是说就如经上所记，在罗马书，我们回到这个罗马书一章十七节，就如经上所记，这其实是一句解释，义人必因信得生。
This is the second part of Romans 1:17. As it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
在英文其实讲得很好，就是因信而生活。
You live by faith.
不光是得一个，是你因着这个信来过你每天的生活。
Through this faith, you lead a daily living.
现在我们可以理解刚才所读的第三处章节了。
So then we can understand the third scripture we read earlier.
现在我活着是怎么样？
Now I live.
是因信神的儿子而活。
I live because I believe in the Son of God.
所以基督徒我们的生活不是因着其他的所有的一切。
So our Christian living is not dependent on anything else.
是因为我们信而生活。
Because we live by faith, therefore we have our living.
而且活着就是基督。
And we live, and Christ is in this faith.
所以这是我们真理上的一些交通。
So this is my sharing on the truth.
那等会儿我们要在第二部分试着拿起一块块的拼图，大家一定记得，都在乎神。
And in the second part, as we pick up different puzzle pieces, please remember, it's all about God.
那刚才我们在真理上的这些交通，现在我想可以试一试来定义什么是信心了。
Based on what I share about on the truth, we can also give this faith a definition.
定义它的内容里面最大的一点就是你信的内容。
The most important definition is the content of the definition.
就是必须信神是。
You have to believe that He is God.
不在乎我们。
It is not about us.
全在乎主。
It's all about the Lord.
怪不得主在地上的时候曾经称赞过两个人，说你们的信心是大的。
Therefore, no wonder the Lord has commanded two people that their faith was great.
大家记得是谁吗？
Do you remember who they are?
百夫长。
Centurion.
还有呢？
Who else?
是一个妇人。
It's a woman, all right.
迦南的妇人。
It's a Canaanite woman.
啊，这两个人，我先讲这个迦南的妇人。
Let me first talk about the Canaanite woman.
她因着女儿的这个难处来到主面前。
Because of the difficulty of her daughter, she came to the presence of the Lord.
她女儿被鬼附得很苦。
Because she has been cruelly demon possessed.
但是耶稣跟她讲，就是说，儿女的饼不好丢给狗吃。
However, Jesus said to her, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.
这多么丢脸的一件事情。
It's such a shameful thing.
有人称我是狗。
Somebody called me a dog.
我不知道你的感觉会怎么样。
I don't know what you would feel about that.
但这个妇人，她的信心是什么？
But what is the faith of this woman?
她看到的是一个天地的主站在她面前。
She saw that the Lord of heaven and earth was standing before her.
可以医治自己的女儿。
He could heal her own daughter.
至于我是谁，在乎吗？
She doesn't care who he called her.
全在乎神。
It's all about God.
所以她在那里像个孩子一样跟主说，就算狗也吃，主人，桌子上掉下来的渣子。
Therefore, she became like a child, and she said to the Lord, Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on crumbs which fall from their master's table.
弟兄姐妹们，这是大的信心。
Brothers and sisters, this is great faith.
不在乎我。
It's not about me.
只在乎主。
It's only about the Lord.
第二个百夫长跟他有点不一样。
The centurion is a little different from her.
这个人是在世上被人尊重的。
This man is highly revered on this earth.
当他的仆人瘫痪的时候。
When his servant became paralyzed.
那些犹太人的官长都到耶稣面前为百夫长求情。
Even the elders among the Jews came to Jesus to plead for the servant.
这个人行为很好。
He has good behavior.
他爱百姓。
He loved our people.
而且为他们建会堂。
He even built our synagogue.
或者这些官长说，这个人配主耶稣，你为他做这件事。
Maybe these elders said to Jesus, he is worthy for you to do this miracle.
但这个百夫长，他认识神。
However, this centurion knew God.
他说，我不配你到我们家来治我的仆人。
I am not worthy for you to come to my house to heal my servant.I'm not worthy.
所以他不在乎他自己的地位。
So he does not care about his own earthly position.
他在信心里面知道神是有权柄的神。
By faith, he knew that God is a God of authority.
他相信神只要说一句话，他仆人就能好。
He believed that God only needs to say one word and his servant would be healed.
我不知道今天我们的光景怎么样。
I don't know about our conditions today.
有没有这样一个孩子的信心？
Do we have this faith as a child?
刚才唱这首信心诗歌的时候，
When we sang this song of faith,
我想我们唱的可能还不如一个孩子。
I think we may not have sung as well as a child.
我就讲一个小故事，孩子唱歌的故事。
I'll tell you a story about a child singing.
这是一个九岁的孩子。
This is a nine-year-old.
几年前发生的这件事情。
This happened a few years ago.
他在亚特兰大自己家门前玩耍的时候。
When he was playing in front of his house in Atlanta.
突然一个人呢，就是把他一下抓到自己的车里面。
Somebody suddenly seized him into his own car.
原来是要绑架他的。
Someone was kidnapping him.
所以当这个门关上之后，车开走了。
After the door closed, this car sped away.
这个孩子里面就非常的焦急。
So this child was very, very anxious.
而且非常的害怕。
And he was very, very fearful.
因为那个前面的那个歹徒跟他讲，你什么都要不要说。
Because the kidnapper in the front of the car told him, you cannot say anything.
他不知道下面要发生什么。
The child did not know what's going to happen afterwards.
但这个孩子是从小去教会的孩子。
However, this child was someone who went to churchfrom youth.
所以他最喜欢唱福音的诗歌。
So he loved to sing gospel songs.
那他就唱了一首诗歌。
And he sang a song.
每一个赞美。
Every praise.
这首诗歌是这么讲，每一个赞美当归给神。
Every praise is to God.
每一句敬拜同心献给他。
Every word of worship in one accord is to him.
后面他就一直在唱，他是救主。
And then the song continues on. He is Savior.
他是医治者。
He is the healer.
他是拯救的。
He is the salvation.
对的，他是。
Yes, he is.
对的，他是。
Yes, he is.
对的，他是。
Yes, he is.
对的，他是。
Yes, he is.
这首歌就是这么唱的。
This is how the song goes.
一直在重复。
It repeats itself.
Yes, he is. 要重复四次。
You have to repeat yes, he is 4 times.
然后这个前面的歹徒就开始骂他。
So the kidnapper in the front of the car rebuked him.
开始恐吓他，就说你闭口。
And he threatened him, shut up.
但这个孩子从小，他甚至在采访的时候说，当我睡觉的时候，我知道耶稣一直跟我在一起，他就在那个凳子上坐着。
So this child, even when he was being interviewed, he said the same thing. He said, when I was asleep, the Lord Jesus is sitting on the chair.
所以那天在车里，他说，我觉得耶稣跟我在一起。
So that day in the car, he said, I feel that the Lord Jesus is with me in the car.
所以他就一直的唱，一直的唱，一直的唱。
So he kept singing and singing and singing.
过了三个小时。
After 3 hours,
这个歹徒实在受不了了。
The kidnapper couldn't stand it anymore.
他把车停下来。
He stopped the car.
打开门。
He opened the door.
让这个孩子走。
He told the kid to go.
全程警察都在找这个孩子，但这个孩子安全回家了。
The police from the entire town is looking for this child, but he went home safely.
这个歌词这首歌的作者是一个德国格莱美奖的一位歌手。
The author of the song is a Grammy Award singer.
然后他就专门飞到那里跟这个孩子见面，跟他一起来唱这首歌。
So he flew to Atlanta and he sang the song with the child.
我们有没有像这个九岁的孩子一样唱过信心的歌？
Have we ever sung a song of him like this 9-year-old?
没错，你夫妻关系不是很好。
Maybe you don't have very good marital relationship.
你的学业也许有挫折。
Maybe you have disappointments in school.
但你信的是谁？
But who do you believe in?
到底在乎什么？
What is it all about?
所以信心最大的特征就是信心的内容，你把你的信心摆在哪里。
So the greatest characteristic of this faith is who do you put your faith in?
而且信心是不计结果。
Also, faith does not consider the end result.
我顺服神的旨意。
I obey the will of God.
大家记得但以理的三个朋友吗？
Do you remember the three friends of Daniel?
他们不拜那个金像。
They refuse to fall under the golden image.
他们说神一定拯救我们。
They say that God will surely save us.
但后面还有一句。
But they also have another phrase behind it.
即或不然。
But if not,
我也不拜这个金像。
We will still not worship this golden image.
今天我们的信心是不是这样的信心？
Today is our a faith of this caliber.
你神替我找到工作，我再信你。
God, if you find a job for me, then I will put my trust in you.
如果我的丈夫还没信主，那我就不觉得你是神。
If my husband has not believed in the Lord, then I do not feel like you are God.
那我就一直软弱下去。
I will continue to be weak.
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers,
今天我们的祈求和满足是不是只在乎他呢？
Today, all our supplications and our satisfactions, isn't it all about him?
我们代祷里面有好多可以学的功课。
There are so many lessons we can learn in our intercessory prayers.
我们要学着凭信心来求。
We need to learn to intercede by faith.
那信心还有一件，讲到耶稣，这个信是从基督到基督的话。
Another aspect about this faith is that it is from faith to faith, from Christ to Christ.
是一步步的。
It is step by step.
甚至耶稣自己也因着苦难学会了顺从。
Even Jesus himself, he learned obedience. He learned faith through obedience by suffering.
这是我们一个灵魂得救的过程。
This is a process by which our soul is sanctified.
因为时间我不来读这个章节，在希伯来书十章。
Because of time, I will not read Hebrews 10.
那里面讲不要退后，因为你这样的话有永远的赏赐。
It talks about do not shrink back because you have this eternal reward.
所以不管我们今天怎么样，
regardless of who we are today,
我们一定要向前。
We have to progress forward.
这是信心。
This is faith.
因为拯救我们的他是信实的。
Because the one who saved us, he is faithful.
那 刚才讲了这些，你可能会觉得那跟我真的没关系，都在乎神吗？
Maybe you've heard all this and you say, well, it's all about God. What does that to do with me?
没有，信心还有一个非常重要的一点，就是人需要与神的信实连在一起。
There's another very important thing, which is we have to be connected with this faithfulness of God.
对，这个连接就是人我们每天的选择。
This connection is dependent on our daily choice, every single day.
刚才我们讲到的每一个拼图摆在上面，这是一个信心的动作。我们要选择这个碎片是留在那里不管它，还是把它放在该去的地方。
Earlier we shared about putting this puzzle piece together. You put it piece by piece, and you can choose whether you put the puzzle piece in the whole puzzle or not. This is actionable faith.
刚才提到了信心里面一定有起码有三层，知道、降服，而且行动。
Earlier we talked about there are three levels of faith. You have to know, you have to submit, surrender, and then you have to act it out.
Amen. 那如果我们还需要再了解一些的话，我想我再举一个例子。
If we need further illustrations, I'll give you another example.
就是神的这个信实跟我有份是借着我的选择。
Which is to have a portion in the faithfulness of God is based on my choice.
我的女儿，感谢主，这今天她第一次司琴，是为爸爸来司琴。
thank the Lord, my daughter is playing the piano for the first time for the father.
当然我不是要讲这个。我要讲我女儿她有一个信用卡。
I want to talk about my daughter's credit card.
她一分钱都没有。
She does not have a penny.
还在做学生。
She's a student.
但是她有个信用卡。
But she has a credit card.
他父亲跟他母亲的账户，他可以随时取用。
She can draw freely from the bank account of her father and her mother.
他可以消费。
She can spend money.
所以人的信。
Therefore, the faith of man.
就是用信用卡消费。
Which is to spend the money in the account.
我相信大家都懂。
I think you all know about this.
虽然他没有钱。
Even though she doesn't have money.
他父母有钱呢。
Her parents have money.
而且慢慢慢慢，他了解原来父母还不少钱的时候。
Gradually, she understands there are times when her parents
还有不少钱。
Has quite a bit of money.
我们没多少钱、啊，对不起，我是说我们现在是讲神的事情。
I'm talking about the matter of God.
那慢慢，他可能开始只是花一点小钱买点书，买点什么。
Initially, she's just spending small money to buy a book or something.
他慢慢。他这个消费可以扩大。
Gradually, she can expand her expenditures.
我们女儿已经开始用我们的信用卡请同学吃饭了。
My daughter is already using my credit card to take her friends out to have a meal.
这是信心。
This is faith.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
突然被惊醒的，对不起哈。
For you who just woke up, apologies.
好，那我们很自然，我们来看看下面这第二部分。
Naturally, let's go to the second part.
就是信心生活的操练。
Which is the exercise of our faith in our daily lives.
就是怎么样，我们学习怎么样消费 credit card.
How do we spend our money in the credit card?
我想我们今天不会有时间把每个生活里的碎片都拿到这里讲。
We don't have time to...talk about all these different puzzle pieces in our daily lives.
但感谢神，神其实已经把很多具体的例子给我们了。
However, God has already given us a lot of practical examples.
所以我想跟大家来交通一下，就是信心之父亚伯拉罕他的一生的一些经历。
So I want to share with you experiences of the father of faith, Abraham.
我们看看怎么样在他的生活里面，一步一步每一个故事，让他进入到都在乎神。
We want to see how in his daily life, step by step, it is finally all about God.
亚伯拉罕的信心不是天然就这么大的。
Abraham's faith wasn't like this big in his natural life.
他也是一步一步一块一块拼起来的。
He is also taking us one step at a time, one puzzle piece at a time.
所以圣经鼓励我们，我们这些人是可以照着亚伯拉罕信的踪迹行的。
Therefore, the Bible encourages us to walk the steps of the faith of Abraham.
感谢神，信有一个踪迹。
Therefore, we thank God that faith has these footsteps.
在亚伯拉罕的每一步信心的一步里面都有失去。
In every step that Abraham took, there's also something that is being lost.
但他一定在另外一方面有得着。
But on the same time, he also gained something else.
他一方面有一个脱离。
At one time, at the same time, he has something that he has departed from.
但同时又有一个进入。
However, he's delivered from something, and he's also entering into something else.
每个碎片都是这样。
Every single puzzle piece is like this.
所以这条路其实就是十字架的道路。
This is the way of the cross.
那么我们可以来看看第一片。
Let's take a look at the first puzzle piece.
很多片我只是选，这是今天我交通的第一片。
There are many, many pieces. I'm just sharing the first piece for my sharing.
在《使徒行传》七章二节，斯提凡讲到亚伯拉罕的时候。
In Acts chapter 7, when we talked about Abraham, when Stephen talked about Abraham.
他说啊，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说：“你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。”
Acts 7. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran, and said to him, "Depart from your country and your relatives, and come into the land that I will show you."
荣耀的神向他显现。
The God of glory appeared to him.
当时他光景是在哪里呢？
What was his condition like at the time?
米索波大米是哪里呢？
Where is Mesopotamia?
就是今天的大马士革附近吧。
It is in the neighborhood of Damascus.
当时他在的光景，不光他住的地方，那个当时是加勒底，就是巴比伦的一个属地了。后来。
It was the territory of the Chaldeans. Later on, it's Babylon.
而且当时他的那个世代是什么样的呢
？What was his generation like at the time？
在提到亚伯拉罕之前，圣经记载的那件事情，就是在整个圣经人类历史上面，违抗神、反抗神、悖逆神最高的一个顶点。
So before Abraham was born, the Bible recorded the highest point where people rebelled against God. It was the apex.
就是人不信神到一个极点。
It was the apex by which men refused to believe in God.
以前只是一个人、两个人不信。
Before it was just one person or two person refused to believe in God.
但那个时候，所有的人聚集起来，同心合意的不信神。
At that time, all the people gathered together and in one accord, they refused to believe in God.
他们建一个塔叫巴别塔。
And they built a tower called the Tower of Babel.
所以神变乱他们的口音。
Therefore, the Lord confused their languages.
巴别塔，巴别的意思就是混乱的意思。
The word Babel means confusion.
巴比伦也是混乱的意思。
Babylon is also confusion.
巴比伦从来都是与神相对的一座城。
Babylon is always a city opposing God.
是神要审判、神要诅咒的一个地方。
It is a city where God would judge and would curse.
是一个灭亡的地方。
It is a place of destruction.
所以当时亚伯拉罕是住在那里。
At the time, Abraham lived there.
第一个碎片是一个人看到荣耀的神，然后离开他的本族、本家、本地。
So the first puzzle piece is one person who saw this God of glory, and therefore he left his country and his relatives.
这个信在乎神的怜悯。
This faith grew out of the mercy of God.
所以刚才唱诗歌的他的作者 Michael 弟兄已经跟我们交通到了。
So the author of the hymn we just sang earlier, our brother Michael already shared.
不光是他，我们每一个信的人，包括今天要受浸的弟兄姐妹们。
Not only about that author, but all of us here, including the people who will be baptized this afternoon.
都是因为他们看到神的荣耀，凭着信心离开原来那个审判。
Because they have all, by faith, they left their destruction and entered into this baptism.
那我们很快看看第二块的这个碎片。
Let's quickly look at the second puzzle piece.
他不光离开审判。
Not only do you depart from judgment.
他要离开世界。
You will also be delivered from the world.
如果我们看的话，当时他因为那个饥荒呢，就到了埃及地。
Because of famine, he went to Egypt.
不光到了埃及他待不下去还要回到神所指示的地方
But he couldn't stay in Egypt for too long so he went back to the land that God has shown him
但从埃及他带来一个麻烦
But he brought from Egypt this problem
他跟他的侄子罗德啊，东西太多他们不能一块相处
He and his nephew Lot they have too many possessions they couldn't stay together
在世界上他们都家大业大
In this world they have many many possessions
所以罗德选择了世界上的美好就是平原的地方
So Lot has chosen the good things of the world the valleys
但亚伯拉罕选神
However Abraham chose God
他说罗德你往左我就往右
Lot if you turn to the left I'll turn to the right
你往前我就往后
If you go forward I'll go backward
所以今天我们是不是在属灵里面没有渴慕
Today do we have any longings in the spirit
或者我们脑袋里面总是为儿女在打算
Or we're also calculating for our children
也许现在神让你做的这个拼图是要脱离你世界上的追求跟想法
Maybe the puzzle piece you're holding right now is for God to free you from the pursuit of this world
有一个刚受浸的弟兄他今天不在这里
There's a brother who was recently baptized He's not here today
我们在一起查经
We are in the same Bible study.
他是来这里访学的。
He's a visiting scholar.
短期他就信了主。
In a very short time, he believed in the Lord.
甚至昨天他在中国要做博士论文答辩。
Even yesterday, he had to be in his PhD defense.
但是我听他讲他的故事。
But I heard him talk about his story.
他说他信主之后啊，家里的亲戚打电话来劝他。
After he believed in the Lord, the relatives from his family called him up and persuaded him otherwise.
这个亲戚在国内说，你如果信了神，做了基督徒，你在这个世上的前途就要受影响。
The relative in China told him, if you believe in the Lord, your future will be severely affected in China.
首先，你不能成为中国共产党员。
First, you cannot be a member of the Chinese Communist Party.
那以后你的升迁都要受影响。
All your future promotions will be affected.
然后这个弟兄跟我讲，他当场跟亲戚说，你不知道我信的是谁。
But this brother shared with me that he said, "You don't know who I have believed in."
你如果知道我信的是谁，你跟我的选择是一样的。
If you had known who I have believed in, you would have made the same choice.
我不在乎这个世上的升迁。
I don't care about promotions in this world.
而且我希望你希望我的妻子、我的孩子都能信主。
I also hope that you, my relative, my wife, my children, we can all believe in the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天你面对的问题是不是要对付世界的一个碎片
？So today the things you questions you face isn't it the puzzle about the pursuing of the world？
然后后来亚伯拉罕有一场战争，四王跟五王的战争。
Later after that, Abraham has this war with the four kings and the five kings。
当他打胜仗之后，迎接他的大祭司麦基洗德说：“神祝福你，你才得胜的。”
After he has won his victory, the priest of the Most High God, Melchizedek, said, Only because God has blessed you, therefore you have won this victory.
所以亚伯拉罕说，我所有的十分之一献给你。
So Abraham said, I will offer up one-tenth of what I have to you.
因为我得的是从神得的。
Because what I have received is from God.
这个是奉献的原则。
This is the principle by which we tithe.
又是一块碎片。
This is another puzzle piece.
其实基督徒生活应该很早就开始学奉献的功课。
Actually, as Christians, we ought to learn this lesson of tithing early on.
我们查经组前一段也学到这个专题。
We earlier on in our Bible study, we also heard learned about this topic.
亚伯拉罕学，我们也要学。
As Abraham is learning, we also need to learn.
凭着信心，我们献上十分之一。
By faith, we tithe.
看看神是不是试试神，看看神会不会把天上的窗户打开，来祝福我们，甚至无处可容。
And test God on this, so that He will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out for us a blessing until it overflows.
那现在这个碎片，我要提一个弟兄的见证。
I now want to mention a testimony of another brother as a puzzle piece.
这弟兄就坐在我们中间。
The brother is sitting among us.
在不久以前，他失去了工作。
Not too long ago, he lost his job.
那个时候他非常挣扎。
he really struggled.
然后他交通的时候跟我们讲，是不是因为我信主很多年都没有奉献过，所以神要惩罚我。
And he shared with us that maybe I've believed in the Lord for a long time, but I've never tithed. Therefore, God is punishing me.
然后他说，生活在美国，我不喜欢这个国家。
And he also said, I don't like living in America, this country.
山姆大叔要拿我20%。
The government will take away 20%.
然后教会再拿10%。
And then the church will take another 10%.
他还问到底奉献按税前还是按税后呢？
Should I tithe before tax or after tax?
他是愿意学奉献的功课。
He desires to learn the lesson of tithing.
但是他是家里唯一的收入。
But he is the only bread earner in the company of the family.
那一段挣扎的时候，神就让他学信心的功课。
As he was struggling, God enabled him to learn the lesson of faith.
他当时亲口说，我如果找到工作，
so、from
就十一奉献。
If I could find a job, I will do tithing.
后来这弟兄找到一个工作，是一两百人申请，只有一个位置，在石油公司。
Later on, this brother found a job where two hundred people would apply for the job, but only one person would get the job.
It is
at an oil company.
不是他以前擅长的，做过的。
And it's not something that he specialized in the past.
他也不认识那个公司里的人。
And he didn't know anyone at this company.
但这工作就给了他了。
But the job was offered to him.
收入不比原来低。
And his income wasn't lower than before.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
然后这弟兄开始十一奉献。
And this brother started his tithing.
突然间 IRS 说我要查你的报税。
And suddenly he got audited by the IRS.
这个弟兄一下信心又受试炼了。
Then our brother's faith is being tried again.
我这么的奉献，神怎么不祝福我，反而让 IRS 查我的账？
I tithe in this manner. Why wouldn't God bless me? And he actually lead IRS to audit me.
不容易被选中的。
It is hard to be audited by the IRS.
而且他做过这个调查，被选中的超过90%要补税的。
And he also did his own due diligence. Over 90% of people who are audited by the IRS will have to pay extra taxes.
平均要补超过$3,000。
On average, you have to pay additional taxes of about $3,000.
所以当时在那个查账的时候，他请弟兄姐妹为他祷告。
So as he was being audited by the IRS, he asked the brothers and sisters to pray for him.
我们也不知道怎么安慰他。
We don't know how to comfort him.
现在是试试神的时候吗？
Is this the time to test God in this?
神要打开天上的窗户。
And God wants to open up the windows of heaven.
听着都觉得都是道理。
This is all, you know, things we hear about.
但是感谢神。
However, thank God.
因为他已经走了前面那一步。
Because he has first taken the first step.
当场税务官跟他查完之后，指出他报税的一些需要注意的，而且最后说，你报税的方法错了。
So the auditor showed him a few errors in his returns, and then he said,
gave him a new calculation.
And he taught him a new way of calculating his taxes.
然后 Uncle Sam 补给这个弟兄$2,700。
And then Uncle Sam refunded $2,700 to our brother.
弟兄姐妹们，我不是说神要在这方面来赏赐我们。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that God needs to bless us in this aspect.
但亚伯拉罕当时怎么被祝福，弟兄今天就是怎么被祝福。
As Abraham was blessed, our brother is blessed likewise.
对不起，我本来是想提早结束。
I wanted to conclude earlier.
那我就很快讲一下，后面还有一块碎片是亚伯拉罕凭自己的聪明。要来办神的事。
And then the other piece is that Abraham wants to use his own wisdom to take care of God's matters.
所以生了一个儿子叫以实玛利。
Therefore, he had a son by the name of Ishmael.
带来很多麻烦。
It brought about all kinds of troubles.
这里教导我们不能靠自己的聪明。
Here it teaches us not to rely on our own wisdom.
信心是在乎神。
It's all about faith. Is all about God.
在很多事上我们需要等候。
In many things in this world, we have to wait.
然后下面还有一个碎片。
There's another puzzle piece.
就是最后当他信心完全的时候。
When his faith was perfected.
他要献他的爱的儿子以撒给神为祭。
He offered his beloved son Isaac as a sacrifice.
我很快地讲一下，为什么这个碎片这么重要。
Why is this piece so important?
因为当亚伯拉罕照着神这么荒谬的指示去做的时候，
As Abraham carried out this ridiculous demand of God,
如果不知道的朋友们啊，或者弟兄姐妹们，当时神指示亚伯拉罕说，把你最爱的儿子就是以撒杀了，献给我为祭。
This ridiculous commandment is that kill your son, your most beloved son Isaac, and offer him up to me.
当亚伯拉罕他的信靠只在乎神的时候，他一点迟疑都没有。
When Abraham's God is all about God, he did not hesitate one bit.
他没有吝惜自己的这个独生子。
He did not withheld his own begotten son.
所以在信心里面，
Therefore, in faith,
他身上彰显的是我们神的信实。
From Abraham, the faithfulness of God is fully manifested.
因为我们的神没有吝惜他的独生子，不给我们。
Because God did not withhold his only begotten son from us.
亚伯兰可以称为万国的父。
Therefore, Abraham can be called the father of all nations.
我们查经组最近也刚查到，两天前查到三一神这个题目。
Earlier, our Bible study also discussed the triune God.
当时交通三一神从来没有分离过，他们是一，他们是如此的亲密，没有间隔。
We talked about how the triune God had never been separated. There's nothing between. They're so close in communion.
但是这句话有错误。
But this is not correct.
因为三一神曾经分开过。
Because the triune God was separated before.
因着神爱我们。
Because God loved us.
差遣子神担我们的罪，死在十字架上。
He sent the God, Son of God, to die on the cross for our sins.
所以在十字架上，父与子分离。
Therefore, on the cross, the Father and the Son were separated.
只有这一次。
Only this once.
是为了我们。
It is for us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你的信心在不在乎这个爱你的神？
Your brothers and sisters, is your faith dependent on this God who loves you?
你今天在不管什么拼图上不能持续的，你能不能来想想神的爱呢？
When you're stuck in putting the puzzle pieces of your love, can you think about the love of God?
基督是起头。
We all began in Christ.
他是这个途径。
He is the way.
他也是这个目的。
He is the goal.
所以神今天在我们身上做的，就把我们做成他的样子。
Therefore, the work of God is to constitute Christ, conformed in His image.
我想我们结束来读罗马书第八章的一段经节。
Let's conclude by reading a passage from Romans chapter 8.
希望这是我们信心的歌。
I hope that this is also our song of faith.
请大家记得。
Please remember.
都在乎神。
It's all about God.
都在乎他。
It's all about Him.
都在乎主。
It's all about the Lord.
好，我们从第二十八节读到三十二节。
We'll read from verse 28 to 32.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。既是这样，我们还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？感谢主，希望这是我们信心的歌。
May this be our song of faith.
神早就定义。
The Lord has predestined a long time ago.
他也会完成。
He will also complete it.
我们或者最后再把这首诗歌唱其中的一三五节。
Let's sing the song earlier, 1, 3, and 5.